mining tax initiative, also known as Question 2, is up for vote Tuesday. Gwynn Center for Policy Priorities Victoria Carrion talks about just what a yes or no vote means for us.
If this constitutional amendment passes, there would be a companion bill, which is called SB 400, that would also pass and would ensure actually that there would be no immediate changes to the taxation of minerals. So the same rates would apply until the legislature would take some future action.
That future action could take place as soon as early next year.
Well, can a candidate for sheriff wear their badge or even display it on their website during the campaign?
That's the question that Chuck Allen, who's running against Undersheriff Tim Kozanek, wants to know regarding an ethics complaint against his opponent.
Using your authority, using your badge, using your uniform to campaign, and I just find that disturbing because I'm not allowed to do any of that myself.
But Kozanek doesn't see it like that.
The case was filed in August, but the Allen campaign is now suddenly shopping it around to the media, trying to make something out of nothing, and I'm confident the voters will see through it.
The Federal Hatch Act does line out exemptions for sheriffs, including letting them wear their uniforms and use their titles while campaigning for elective office. Daniela Cennino, News Talk 780 KOH.
And just to set the record straight, this story was not brought to us by the Chuck Allen campaign or Chuck Allen himself. It was brought to us by the people filing the ethics complaint.
Regional Transportation Commission of Washoe County is encouraging people to elect to take public transit on Election Day to help make it easier for everybody to vote. All RTC transit services will be free this Tuesday, of course, the 4th of November. Polling locations in Washoe County are open from 7 to 7. However, for the convenience of voters, transit services are free the entire day. Unlike during early voting, people have to cast ballots at their designated polling locations, of course, on Election Day, which should be listed on your sample ballot.
Oh, goodness. What will the staff of the City of Reno Administrative Offices do tomorrow morning? Sleep in, probably. Guests, because Reno City Hall is going to be shut down tomorrow in observance of Nevada Day. That day, of course, marks Nevada's 150th birthday. So if you have any dealings with the city, get it done today.
Led by Lieutenant Governor Brian Krolicki, singing tenor, and Governor Brian Sandoval, singing, I don't know. Nevadans will try to set a record for the most number of people singing the state song, Home Means Nevada, which is not an easy song to sing. At the same time, it is a Nevada 150 event.
Hundreds of locations have signed up with the Lieutenant Governor on the steps of the Capitol in Carson City and the Governor joining students at Roy Gom Elementary in Reno, both at 10 a.m. The Governor and his staff have some experience with the song.
Home means the sage and the pine, out by the Truckee's silvery rills, out where the sun always shines.
If you'd like to sing with the governor, make sure you check in at the school office first, or you can head downtown to the Silver Legacy. I'll be there 10 a.m. sharp, pretending I can sing at the top of my lungs. Emily Scott, News Talk 780 KOH.
And as you heard, we will have live coverage at 10 o'clock this morning from downtown Reno.
Mayor Bob Cashel has declared November 1st Extra Mile Day in Reno. It's a day recognizing the capacity that we each have to create positive change, not only in ourselves, but our families, our organizations, communities, maybe even our coworkers.
More than 500 cities will take part in Extra Mile Day. Founder Sean Anderson says going the extra mile means positive change, personally and professionally.
We want more money. We want better jobs. We want better relationships. We want better health. Well, you don't get better if you keep doing the same thing day in and day out. It's only when we do more or we give more or we go the extra mile where life starts to change for us.
Anderson came up with the idea while bicycling across Nevada in 2009 as part of his 4,000-mile Go the Extra Mile ride. Jim Fanning, News Talk 780 KOH.
On air, online, on demand. News Talk 780 KOH.